Updates galore, Apple done with major new versions of apps, No More Lying for You, and Gangster Squad delayed until January. It's Thursday, July 26, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. I hope everyone had a blast updating their Mountain Lion yesterday. It was a big day for Mac fans, and today I'm going to go over some of the news that was gushing out during the release of Mountain Lion. Thanks again to those that have been sending in the reviews on my iTunes page for iWeek. Big help. We're now up to the 13, so thanks for everyone that has been sending those in, and any more you can send would be greatly appreciated. First up today is a feature highlight in Mountain Lion. The new feature is something that I've long wanted on my Mac. This time machine for multiple volumes. So say I have a Drobo, I have a little small portable hard drive, and perhaps I have a second hard drive within my laptop itself. I can now use all three of those with Time Machine. According to TOAW, Time Machine has gained full support for multiple listed target volumes. Just add the additional backup drives and system preferences, Time Machine will automatically rotate backup targets using all drives alternatively. Or if only one is available, it will target that until the other drives come back. Restores default to using the most recent available backup set, as it should. So pretty cool stuff, and that is now included in Mountain Lion. Next up, I found a fascinating piece by 9to5Mac where they go over all the install times for Macs upgrading to Mountain Lion. Or not all of them, but some of the recent Macs. Not unsurprisingly, the Retina Mac is the fastest one out there, with an upgrade time of just 13 minutes. Yes, you heard me right. 13 minutes to upgrade the Retina MacBook Pro. This year's MacBook Airs were a tad behind at 17 minutes. The traditional MacBook Pros released a month ago chugged behind that at around an hour. It seems that the SSD really does make a difference. Pretty cool to see these numbers. That should give you an idea of what to expect when you upgrade your machine. SSD-based machines are around 20 minutes or less. Hard drive machines around an hour or less. Another Mountain Lion tidbit I picked up is that dictation is pretty intelligent. Stuart Miles tweeted out, "Now that's crazy. Using dictation on Mountain Lion turns the fans off briefly on the MacBook Air so it can hear me." Now that is, well, a smart thing that Apple's known for. Pretty cool stuff. I'd imagine you'd get the best results with dictation using a headset, but things like this will certainly help for those without one. Game Center has arrived on the Mac with Mountain Lion. So far, only a handful of titles are available. The big names include Real Racer 2, Cut the Rope, Osmo, Sky Gamblers, and Anomaly Warzone. There's also Spell Tower and Mancala FSS. I'm hopeful more titles get Game Center support, but just like Resident Evil Mac apps, it may take some time. Now onto a rather bizarre thing. Apple has removed Lion from the Mac App Store. This feels to me like Apple coming into my home and taking my old Snow Leopard and Leopard DVDs. This is something I paid for, which is now missing. I've heard from people that by option clicking the Purchases tab, you can re-download Lion. That trick sadly has not worked for me. It seems a little crazy to do this, especially when not every Mac can run Mountain Lion. Anyways, it's Apple. What did I expect them to do? Keep two operating systems up for sale? That's just crazy talk. Now, on to some update news, and there is a lot of that today. Besides Mountain Lion coming out, there were some third-party apps as well as some first-party apps that got updated. First up is Fantastical. The app is now Retina-ready, and repeating reminders is now simpler to enter, and tapping the spacebar can now toggle the completed state for reminders. The app is on sale, priced at $10. Apple has also been busy with updates today as well. Their photo apps both got updates. iPhoto and Aperture are now Mountain Lion ready. Aperture 3.3.2 makes some other nice changes as well. It addresses an issue that could affect performance when entering and exiting full screen mode. Auto white balance can now correct color using skin tone mode, even when faces is disabled. Projects and albums in the library inspector can now be sorted by date in addition to name and kind. Also includes some performance and stability improvements. iPhoto, besides being Mountain Lion compatible, can now share to Twitter or messages. Now, out of photo news and into iWork.
That got some pretty big updates today. Both iWork for iOS and iWork for OS X got updated to support documents in the cloud. Prior to today, this worked with iOS devices, but not the Mac. The iOS device most likely is updated to support the Mac way of doing things. Now, also with iWork 9.2 for the Mac, documents in cloud work in OS X. It should be also mentioned that the Mac apps are now Retina optimized and are said to be optimized with dictation in Mountain Lion. But I think that is more of a way to highlight an existing feature in Mountain Lion because I don't think any optimizations are required. The thing I find remarkable here is that this is for iWork 09. That's 2009. I would have thought that Apple would release a whole new version dubbed iWork 2012, but no, it's a free update to existing users. The App Store still calls the apps Pages 09, Keynote 09, Numbers 09. I'll be curious to see if they drop the year at some point in the future, and the apps are just Pages, Keynote, and Numbers. To me, this signals an end of major software upgrades for Apple. Apps for Final Cut Pro, iWork all seem to be getting better and better, but without any major updates that cost the consumers money. Final Cut 10 is too new to expect an 11, but I'd expect we don't get major updates anymore, but rather free updates that are quote-unquote minor. The major updates are now a thing of the past for Apple. Anyways, it is an interesting change for sure. I may be wrong. We may see iWork 2012 this fall. And other news is Mountain Lion Server. OS X Server version 2 is now available for download on the Mac App Store. It's an application that lets users add server to Mountain Lion. And it turns any Mac into a home office, business, school, or hobbyist server. It's pretty cool. Server 2.0 is a 134 megabyte download from the Mac App Store. And it requires Mountain Lion. Features of OS X Server for Mountain Lion, as highlighted by Apple, are file sharing server, wiki server, contact server, messages server, virtual private network, XSAN, profile manager, time machine server, mail services, and a calendar server. The update is $20, which I believe is the same as it was for Lion last year. Now on to an update that Lion users will appreciate. That's Safari 6. Safari 6 includes a unified search box, the ability to read pages in their reading list while offline, the ability to select the Chinese language Baidu as their default search engine, and a do not track option in the browser's privacy preferences. And this is enabled when you select private browsing automatically. There's also a new password pane for managing your saved website logins. Lion users won't get access to notifications from websites, the ability to use built-in sharing features, or iCloud tabs, nor will they get access to the new tab view mode. So there you go. I'm still online, and until I get a fast internet connection, this will be a nice update to have until I can get the Mountain Tiger, which is around 4 gigs to download the Mountain Lion update there. In other Safari news, it seems that Safari for Windows may be getting phased out. Safari for Windows remains at version 5.1.7, initially released alongside OS 10.7.4, released in early May. According to Mac Rumors, the software is clearly not a high priority for Apple, as evidenced by the removal of all mentions of the Windows option from the Safari product page. But the company is keeping the most recent version available for download. It is unclear, however, whether Apple has plans to bring additional features and updates to the browser. I've always been a fan of this Windows app and preferred it over other Windows browsers. But hey, if they don't continue it, that's what Google Chrome is for. Apple also updated iTunes U. iTunes U 1.2 now makes it easy to take notes while watching or listening to a lecture. This update also adds the ability to search within posts, assignments, notes, and materials from any of your subscribed courses using the improved search feature in iTunes U. It is also now simple to share your favorite courses with friends using Twitter, mail, and messages. Just in time for the school year, which starts up next month for most people. And alongside that, all these updates today, Xcode 4.4 got updated. The big new feature here is Mountain Lion compatibility and Retina graphics. It's out now, and I believe it's still a free app. And other news is Carbon Copy Cloner, which is an app I truly love. It is making a transition to a paid product with version 3.5 that supports Mountain Lion. prior to this, it's been free all the way along and donationware. According to TUAW, with the launch of Mountain Lion, Carbon Copy Cloner has made the transition from donationware to commercial product. The cloning software that makes a bootable backup of your hard drive will be $30 until August 12th. Then the price rises to $40. A free 30-day trial is available. To express appreciation for users who donated to Carbon Copy Cloner through July 24th, Bombadil Software will provide free registration codes for Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5. Qualifying users can retrieve their codes through Bombadil's site. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.6 and below will still be free. However, to use Carbon Copy Cloner on Mountain Lion, you will need to make the transition to 3.5 as the older versions do not work with the new operating system. It's a great app that's worth my money, but I personally have not bought it yet as it's not something I need at this moment, but really handy if you need to make bootable backups. Next up is, and closing out the show, are two final stories. Next up is a confirmation that Gangster Squad is in fact getting a reshoot and delay. According to Deadline.com, there will be an alternative murder spree shooting scene, but it will not be in a movie theater. Originally scheduled to hit theaters on September 7th, Gangster Squad will now be released on January 11th. Gangster Squad, for those that forget, stars Ryan Gosling, Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, and Emma Stone, and is a period drama set in the 1940s and 50s. You can hear my thoughts on why I think this is a bad idea of pushing it back and reshooting it on yesterday's show. Last up today, I just want to share an interesting thing going on here in Hawaii. Today, as I write the show, AT&T is having a major outage for their cell phones. They're pretty much all dead. The weird thing is that I get 5 bars on my iPhone. You know why? My iPhone runs off of an iPad AT&T data SIM card. It seems that data SIMs are unaffected by this outage. Just another reason data and data alone can be a good thing, after all. Hopefully they fix this outage sometime today. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, and I hope you do, please review the show over on iTunes. I'm trying to bombard iTunes right now with all sorts of reviews, so be one of the now 13 people that have reviewed it within the past few days. I'd really appreciate it. Just search iWake in iTunes to do that. I also do this thing called iWake Again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. All the information and how to subscribe are there, iWakePodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Enjoy your Mountain Lion, and I'll talk to everyone again real soon. Aloha.